In 81, he was 21. He called the water his own.
All right, look, man, we're getting ready to go. Throw the bow lines off first.
Fishing.
Because I am the goddamn captain of this boat.
Drinking.
We can't forget about smoking.
Thinking about how crazy this life feels.
And because, you know, what about getting high and getting drunk?
Running on empty.
Some kind of goddamn podcast or something.
With Mr. Windy.
Listen, I got people that I'm getting ready to smoke their ass, and I don't give a fuck. You're going to find out I don't give a fuck. Got people up here trying to say the only reason I'm starting my show back up is because Donnie Baker died. I don't even know who the fuck Donnie Baker is. I heard now he's one of the members of the Bob and Tom syndicated show. Remember when we was on the Joe Scott show and I was talking with Windy when we were doing our bit, and that guy called in and said, did they ever find out what happened to some guy that was on the Howard Stern show? And Alma said, never heard of him. Well, it was one of them fucking clowns that was on Howard Stern's show. And so I never heard of them either. I don't give a fuck. Whatever. I should put my headphones on, but I can't do that.
Put your headphones on.
I know, but if I put my headphones on, they don't have a speaker on, so I can't hear how loud I'm talking into my phone. If I put my headphones on, I can hear you better, but I may be yelling at you because I can't hear what I'm doing. I can't hardly hear it. You know, we're in terrible weather right here right now, so it is what it is.
What do you mean by that? Why is it terrible weather?
Thunderstorms and lightning, and I'm getting rained on. But at least I'm not in Asheville, North Carolina, where I was out in the cold getting rained on. I'm in my spaceship right now, in my electric lazy boy. Electric, what do you call that one kind of leather? Suede. My electric suede lazy boy. I'm sitting in it right now. It's badass. I'm deluxe, man. No bullshit. I am deluxe in there. And, you know, we got a call when you're ready to get your shit together. We're going to call my friend in Hawaii because we call people once in a while. I hope your phone can call people because she's going to verify.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get that set up because I don't know if that's going to work right now.
Oh, fuck. See, you're fucking the whole show up then. You know, you're trying to do a goddamn show. We ain't done a fucking show in 3 months or 4 months since I was on that fucking sailboat down there. And you send me them fucking little kids' life jackets that won't fit around my fucking foot. They're still on the boat, you know. And who the fuck's going to wear them? And you try to tell me, oh, you just tell the Coast Guard it says official life jacket. Right. For a fucking in the hospital.
Oh, are you talking about all the money I spent sending you flares and first aid kits and cash money?
And they're still on the boat. And I want to tell you something about all that bullshit right now.
Are you ready to start this show or what?
Hurry the fuck up.
God damn, I was just going to hit some intro music here. I made a rock song. Listen to this fucking song real quick.
You can edit shit and stuff.
We ain't editing shit. The show really already started, but I kind of wanted to kick it off official when I was ready, you fucker.
You know what? I want to know how many of my fucking trees are still alive in your goddamn yard. That's what I want to know.
You talking about your pot plants or are you talking about the mango?
Mangoes. There's more than one.
Only one mango tree stands in the yard.
Right. The one pretty one out in the fucking front. The hurricane killed that one, killed the rest of them. Yeah. Same hurricane. The same hurricane. I want to tell this fucking guy up here. He's got his own podcast. He's the one who I smoked his ass in a hot jalapeno eating contest on the air, and he puked on the air. So his name is Sideshow Nate Verbertmos. And he says the only reason I'm coming doing my show, he has a podcast, but his podcast struggles. He's got to bring on cats and dogs and birds and all this shit. And he sounds like a fucking fly when he talks. He sounds like a goddamn fly. So he has nobody. So now when he sees me going, I'm going to just... And I told him, I said, listen, man, I'm only going on here to do this goddamn show because people in Puerto Rico, people in Hawaii, people all over the country say, man, come on, let's go. Let's do another show. And this makes people envious. And so they wanted, like, so he told me, I'm making fun of this guy, Donnie Baker, who died. I have no idea. I heard he's a part of the Bob and Tom show. I don't give a fuck. So syndicated.
Is that only reason why you're doing the show? Is because he died? That's what I heard on the streets.
No. The only reason I'm doing a show is because if you remember when I was in North Carolina, I told you if I can find a friend of mine out in Hawaii, then I'm going to go to Hawaii and I'll start doing my shows from Hawaii. And you start sending me all them silly little gifs and all that shit of people dancing in Hawaiian clothes and all that shit. You remember that? So now I found her. And we're going to call her. We're going to call her and make sure she knows. Because I told her, I said, Edie, you listen to my, you know I got listeners all over the country and even outside of this country. Well, now we're getting ready to have a listener from Hawaii. They don't say Hawaii. And out there, the W is a V, like a Victor, Hawaii. So we're going to call Edie. And so I want Edie to hear. She's telling me, come here. Come to my place. I have a nice condo on the beach. Her and I used to sideswipe cars in Houston back when I was dealing ecstasy.
What does that mean, sidewiping cars? What the fuck is that mean?
Sideswiping.
What, does that mean you dry hump?
No, you're flying down the highway and you're changing lanes and they're in the lane you want to get in, so you just hit them.
Oh, I thought maybe you were like butt humping her or something.
Let me tell you something. This is no bullshit, and she will verify this for you. And I even told her about this. I said, Edie, do you remember when we were sideswiping cars on 210, the loop in Houston? And I said, we were knocking them all off the ramp, over the side, down the ramp, headlights going down into the water, whatever it was. And she says, do you remember the one that we sideswiped and it didn't budge? And we went over the ramp. And I was like, oh, shit. I forgot all about that one. We hit one car one time, and she was in a Pontiac Grand Am. And we hit one car one time. It did not budge. I guess I got a fucking 72 Cadillac. That car didn't budge. We hit it, and we went the other way. And we went down the fucking ramp, and we got down to the very bottom. Bump, 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 crash, crash, crash. Oncoming traffic. Terrible scene. What do? Do a quick bend and turn, Mackie Ward style. And go the other way and just head right back up the ramp. Don't give a fuck. Head right ahead. We're going to Louisiana now. Okay, yeah. So she told me about that. That's no bullshit.
Are you ever gonna are you ever gonna start talking about anything like interesting on your show or anything? Like you got? I mean, that's cool that you're gonna go to Hawaii, but you're not in Hawaii now. Why don't you update everybody on where you are and what you've been doing? What have you been up to there, boy?
Okay, let me slow down. Okay, so as you know, I was in North Carolina, and I got a really cool job making $21 an hour, but I worked a lot of overtime. And when I worked overtime, especially on Christmas and especially at New Year's, when nobody else was there, I was getting paid double overtime. Overtime is $21 an hour. Double overtime is $42 an hour. And I worked a lot of them days, all by myself. So I had 12 to 14 hour days. I was making $600 a day. So,
and this was at the Veterans Homeless Camp, right?
That's not what they call it. It's not the Veterans Homeless Camp. It's called the VRQ, Veterans Restoration Quarters.
But what it is a Veterans Homeless Camp, right?
No. It is a program for veterans to come and stay there and get a job and get your life, get your shit back in order. They appreciate it if you stay there for 2 years. That's what the program is for.
And how long were you there?
9 months.
So why'd you leave early? It sounded like you had it licked there.
Wait a minute. Let me tell you why I left there early. I did my other shows. If you remember, from behind the grocery store, in the cold, in the rain, having to hide and drink beer to do my show. Now I'm in my spaceship, and I got my weed, and I got my whiskey, and I got my beer, and I got my smokes right here. And there's nobody who's sitting there saying, hey, what are you doing back here? What's going on? You get kicked out. I made $20,000 in 9 months. I bought a sailboat. I bought a Camry. I bought this van. I still got about, I'm down to about $7,000 now. I'm down to about $7,000 left to spend. And listen, I'm in the most righteous weather, Gentry. It's 70 degrees here every day, every day.
Where are you exactly? What state?
I'm in northern Michigan. Northern Michigan, back where Almut is.
Traverse City?
Well, I'm north of them.
St. Ignace, isn't that a place?
What?
St. Ignace, you ever heard of that?
Yeah, it's up there north of me. Yeah, I know it's St. Ignace.
Sheboygan?
Sheboygan is where Paul's from, where I'm at right now. That's where Paul's from, Sheboygan. Yes, I used to live there also. Sault Ste. Marie, yes, they're all right up there, just a little bit as the crow flies, maybe another 50 miles to the north of where I'm at. I am in far northern Michigan, but they're a little bit farther north. Rogers City, you know Big Papa, your buddy Big Papa, he's up there in Rogers City. He's not doing so good. We can talk about him later, but he got problems.
Is he all right?
He told me himself.
What's wrong?
No, he ain't all right. He ain't all right.
Physically, he's not all right, or what's wrong with him?
Physically, he is not all right. He says he cannot eat anything. He can't walk. I said, can you give me a ride here or there? He said, no, I can't make the trip. I said, what are you talking about? He said, can't eat anything. If he does, he gets tired. He's been through all the tests. Nobody can figure out what's wrong with him, but he's got some kind of serious ailment to where he cannot even come down here and pick me up. Let's go down here. No, he ain't going nowhere. Can't do it, he said. He can't do it. He's been laid up for 5 months now. 5 months. He can't do anything. Something bad wrong. He says tired, can't eat, lost a lot of weight. Holy sheep shit.
Well, we hope and our thoughts and prayers go out to Big Papa, man. That sucks to hear. But one thing you said to me yesterday, mentioning drinking whiskey and you got weed and you're living in a van down by the river, you know, it sounds
no,
really
wait a minute,
nice.
Wait a minute. See, don't put words in my mouth, Brad Beasley. I'm not living in a van down by the river.
Okay, you're living in a van in northern Michigan. Same thing, down by the lake.
Hold on. Hey, I am sitting in my electric Lazy Boy in my van.
Oh,
that does not
so mean. That makes it better that you're living in a vehicle. I mean, listen, hey, I'm happy for you.
Man, I'm sitting in my fucking van. And I'm not living in it.
Where do you live then? Where do you sleep at night?
You mean where do I sleep, shower, and all that stuff? Over there in Paul's house.
Okay, how's Trucker Paul doing?
You know what? I should go find him right now so you can just to verify that everything's all good. I don't even want to say I'm on his dick because, you know, they got that fucking law still hunting me over that fucking shit from way back when. They don't know where I'm at. Well, I think they do know where I'm at, but no, but he fucking doing all that shit. Let me go see about it. I'm going to go ahead and start walking now. I'm walking in the rain.
Well, this isn't very entertaining, just so you know. You know, I'm waiting for the good stuff to start. When is the good stuff start for this show?
No, listen, you do all your editing shit. Okay.
I'm not editing. I'm not spending time on this shit show. It's as is.
Okay. Okay, listen, you're the one who's supposed to know. You're the producer.
How about you talk about something that's going on? Everybody's talking about this Jason Aldean song. Have you heard about it? Try this in a small town. You know anything about it? Do you keep up with the news?
I know all about Jason Aldean. He's the one that got shot at in Las Vegas. I remember that.
Well, he has a new song out that's controversial. It's got the Democrats and some African Americans upset at some of the lyrics.
Uh oh. And you know all the people who are dogging me about, you know, trying to say that I'm being racist or racial. I'm not trying to be. Where's Paula? He's not awake.
Okay, sleeping at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? Were you taking an afternoon snooze?
Hang on.
Don't wake him up.
No, she said he's not asleep. I'm just walking by around here. I'm walking by.
This is riveting radio, by the way. Mr. Wendy's.
Listen.
Not so running on empty as he's got 7 stacks in the bank, which he'll run through in no time at all that drinking and smoking.
You asked me, how is Trucker Paul doing? I said I would bring my phone to him. So here he is. As Gentry, you're on my radio show.
How's it going?
What's up there, Trucker Paul?
Oh, now, how's things down there in the hot Florida?
Oh, muggy and hot and hoping that there's no hurricanes coming this year because we got our ass handed to us last year. We're all right, man. It's steamy down here. I heard from Charles. He says he's living in a van close to you and living the good life, he says. Got $7,000 left. I'm just wondering how long until he spends it all on whiskey and weed.
Well, it may be a while. He's being kind of frugal about it now.
Seriously? Mr. Wendy's dialed it back?
Yes. I mean, he's still doing the drinking and the smoking, but I mean, he's very frugal about spending. You know, he's bought him some apple trees, and he's got the garden. He plays with that, and he's bought dirt for that, but things are going good for him.
Well, that's good. How's things going with you? You having a good summer so far?
Actually, I got out of trucking. As you know, I was in trucking, and I bought lawn equipment just so that we could have a drought here all summer, and actually, it's been real crappy.
So now you're lawn mowing Paul. You're not trucker Paul.
Yeah, now, well, and I plow snow in the winter, which last winter I bought a plow because that's when I quit driving truck. And, well, unfortunately, we had, like, the least amount of snow we've had in years and years.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know. I need to flip a new coin because the one I'm using ain't working so
yeah.
well.
Well, we got a nice garden.
Got a beautiful garden.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good, I'm sure. Mr. Wendy's on top of that. That's good. Well, good to hear from you, man. And Mr. Wendy's running on empty show, you have to tell everybody.
The weather's
We're beautiful. Releasing a new episode here.
And we'll let everyone know so that they can get back on and get with it.
Yeah, well, good hearing from you, Trucker Paul. You take care and enjoy the rest of the summer, man. And if I think of a good money-making scheme for you up there in northern Michigan, it seems like you need to get you a cabin up there and rent it out. Airbnb, that's what people like doing nowadays. The people with money, they like to travel and stay in some nice place up there.
They don't even need a cabin. Actually, with the money to buy a cabin, you could put in like six Airbnbs because they're just doing it out of camper trailers up here.
Well, there you go. I think that's your next money-making scheme, man. You need to get yourself a little resort out there and get rid of Mr. Wendy because, to be honest, he's taking down the property value for sure.
That's too funny. All right, John, see, I'll let you go. You have a good one, buddy.
All right, see you, buddy.
Later.
All right, I'm going outside because there's a like.
Thank
a,
God.
How old is that baby?
I mean, you're welcome for carrying your show, by the way. I mean, this. You're welcome.
No. Listen, Dick. What? We're not done with the goddamn show.
I mean, I'm about done with it. It's getting pretty fucking boring. Truth is.
No. You can sit there and suggest things because. You tell me earlier, you're like, hey, yeah, let's go on all this shit. Well, give me a second. God damn, here goes that fucking bird. Oh, that fucking bird's going to start on me. I'm trying to put my shoes on. I know he's right there. I know he's not. God damn it. Okay, hang on, Gentry. Let me get my goddamn shoe on.
Fuck you, man!
You got to take your shoes off when you go in this house.
Fuck you, man!
Yeah, who's that, Yandel?
I was on the kidding!
You know what?
Quiet,
hang
quiet,
on.
Quiet.
There you go. I'll deal with them. I'm getting away from the nice people now because that way we're not going to ruin anybody. All right. Yeah, so put that guy back on.
So
put that guy back on and said, fuck you, man.
Fuck you, man.
Hey, how would you like to suck my stinking fucking dick, you fucking queer?
It's huge, probably the biggest ever, and nothing will ever compare to it in the history of the world.
Yeah, you want to fucking bet I'll fucking jam my fucking cock so far up your ass you have to fucking clear your throat to fart, you fucking...
How dare you!
Yeah, no, shit, too. Anyway, Gentry, I'm heading
Stop
back
acting stupid!
Yeah, I know how they do all them things, but they're very funny. There's a lot of shit going on around here, fucking, so what else can we talk about? Let's see.
Well, okay, we were talking about Jason Aldean, his new song, Try This in a Small Town. You haven't heard about it, so it's hard to host a show when you don't keep up with what's going on.
Wait a minute. Try This in a Small Town. What's he? Because, you know, I am from a small town. So what is Jason Aldean trying in a small town? I would like to know.
Well, he says in the lyrics of the song, it's like, try spitting in a cop's face, try burning an American flag.
You'll be killed.
Yeah,
you will be killed.
And so he's trying to say, you try some of this stuff you're doing in the big cities out here in the small towns. The song is called Try It in a Small Town. But I think the thing that got him was they made a music video where he performed it in Columbia, South Carolina, out in front of like a monument or a state building or something where there were famous lynchings that happened. So I guess this really upset people in the black community. I don't know if they're really, I have some black friends and they really don't give that much of a shit about it. But there are some people that are pretty upset. And then you got the other side where they're like, fuck you. If you have you probably you haven't heard racist till you hear David Allen Coe. If you think try this in a small town, I mean, you ought to listen to David Allen Coe shit is kind of what's going on. So now you're filled in.
Maybe you should do that. One of them David Allen Coe songs about, you know, and I can say it because it's my show.
I don't want you to say it. Let's not offend anyone.
Okay. Well, you know, in one of David Allen Coe's songs, he talks about his ex-wife who run off and made sex with a G.D. Greasy N-word. Okay? I can say that.
Bullshit.
She run off, and I'm going to say, you can edit this. In that song that Joe Scott gave me.
I'm not making any edits, just so you know. So we're not making edits. So say what you got to say.
I mean, okay, I will.
Don't cause any problems.
Joe Scott gave me a song by David Allen Coe where he talks about that scumbag motherfucker went up and screwed a goddamn greasy...
Bullshit.
Okay? Well, that's what he said.
So, quiet.
Okay, so now then. Okay, so let's get back to the good shit, Gentry. So I got my boat in Venice. I got to deal with my boat in Venice. It's on a trailer in the yard. Okay? All the stuff you sent is in the boat. It's on there. I still have my Camry in Asheville. I got to deal with that. I have my van here in northern Michigan. I'm all right there. Hey, here's another one. You told me all these times I should just get me a regular bank account. Well, I got me a regular bank account now. No more AI. No more all that bullshit. No more Capital One.
Cash App. And all that. So who do you have? Who's your real bank? I'd love to hear it.
It's called, goddamn, let me see what.
You don't even know the name of the bank where your money lives?
I told you, dumbass. I just told you. Forefront.
Forefront. I've never fucking heard of it. Some shit.
Well, I guarantee you, here's a big old paper of mine right here, Forefront. Let's see what their website is. I don't give a fuck. Forefront Credit Union. Blah, 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 blah. Here's a bunch of highlighted shit. Forefront Credit Union. I'm sure they're online somewhere. Forefront. Yes. I have an
account. That's where you got your $7,000?
And I'm getting ready to load more than that into it now.
Now, what about your Social Security? Because I know you're pretty fucking old now.
That's coming. I have to go to the Social Security office on my birthday 3 months before. So July 26th, which is coming up, I have to go to the Social Security office and say, okay, I have enough credits to start drawing retirement when I'm 62. I'll be 62 October 26th. So here I am.
Do you know how much you're going to get?
Back in 1995, they told me there were two numbers they gave me. In 1995, when I got the last statement from them, if I was disabled, it was $1,600. If I was to retire, it was $1,900. So I don't remember which one was which. But I've paid a lot more into them since 1995. And I paid a shitload into them this last job I had. This last job I had because I was working for a church. They don't take a lot of taxes out, and they do take a lot of Social Security out because they have to match you. So they match that, and so I was like, why are my Social Security taxes more than my federal taxes? Because we're helping you out, because when you're 62, you can go live at Asheville Terrace. I said, when I'm 62, I'm not going to be in North Carolina. What are you talking about? Why would you do all this? Okay, fine. So, yeah, but no, they had plans for me to live in North Carolina when I was 62, but I'm not living in North Carolina when I'm 62. I'm going to be in Hawaii.
All right, let's move on. What about the boat? Where is the sailboat? And do you still own it? You buy a boat and then you don't go claim it.
It's on a trailer in his yard in Ike Stroda.
And how long is he going to allow that before he gives it to somebody else?
The boat is for sale. The boat is for sale, and he and I are going to split whatever he gets for it. Even though I've already paid him once for the boat, I told him, if you resell the boat, whatever you get for it, next go around, we will split it.
How much you want for it?
He's selling the boat. He wants $2,000.
And how much did you pay for it?
I paid $2,200 for it, but I gave him back the motor, and I gave him back the trailer and a bunch of shit I didn't need because I was going to bring the boat down to where you were and live on it in the river, so I didn't need the trailer. So now
what if I gave him $1,500 for it?
Well, I guess you want me to send you his number? You should give him 15, but then, listen, remember, you and I already talked about this. He was willing to bring that boat down and put it in your yard, but we had to find a way to get it off the trailer. It's a sailboat. It has a keel on it, so you got to lift it up and drive the trailer out and put it on blocks. But if we did that, then we'd have to wait for another hurricane to come through and wash out some more mango trees so I can float my fucking boat to the river. That's why I never wound up being there. And the marina never wound up. The marina, I think, is still not open. The ones on the beach are still not open. Scotty's Marina, North Point, they're still not open. There's nowhere for me to bring the boat to. If I want to live on that boat in Venice, it's too far away to do a goddamn radio show. So that's where it sits right now. It's at 1015 Darwin. 1015 Darwin. That's where you sent that stuff, if you remember.
I'll give them $1,500 and I'll go find a trailer to put it on. I'll have to look at it, though. You know, I want a $1,500's the offer. I'll drive up there if he's willing to take it, and I'll take a look at it.
No, you can take the boat and take the trailer, but you got to get off the trailer. And listen, he will take the boat wherever I want the boat taken to. But when it gets there, he wants it taken off the trailer. And then if you want to find a trailer for it, then you find a trailer. But he's leaving. He needs his trailer for his boat in case the fucking hurricane comes. You got to get his boat out of the water. Right now, my boat's on his trailer.
All right. Let's move on to something else. What about your health? I know when you were down here, Stan, you had to take blood pressure pills, and you drank every day, and you smoked every day, and it looks like you haven't changed any of that. So how you been feeling?
No. Wait a minute. Fuck stick. Now, hold on. When I was down there, you remember I was as fat as a fucking pig, and now I'm back to as skinny as a fucking rail.
You're skinny.
My blood pressure is probably up because I don't take my medicine anymore, just like I didn't when I was down with you. But I do drink my vinegar, and that's it. I have to rely on that. I got to get to fucking. So, yeah, my blood pressure is probably up. But when I measured it one time the other day, it wasn't that bad. 127 over 99 or some shit like that. That's not that bad for me not being on any medicine. So, my blood pressure is fine. You should see my garden, man. Shit. My phone won't let me send you pictures, but I got fucking I call Battleship Row, like 45 beefsteak tomato plants all lined up, all caged. This is beautiful. You think them green beans we put in your yard on the fence it never took because it got too goddamn hot?
And rodents. How are you keeping rodents away or you don't have any out there?
No, we got problems with gophers and chipmunks. Chipmunks. Yes, chipmunks. So what we do now, which I've adopted a new plan, I have a badass pellet gun, and I sit right there, and when they come out there and they run around, I shoot them. I put a pellet right inside of them and go throw them off in the woods because they're not good for anything. People are going to get mad. Oh, you're shooting a chipmunk. Did the chipmunks, Alvin and Lee and all them shit, no. Y'all come in there fucking around my fucking beefsteak tomatoes. Lead poisoning will be what will be your demise. Yeah, lead poisoning. And if the lead pellet, that's true, lead poisoning, you're done, and get out of my fucking tomatoes. Squash. Oh, shit. Okay, let's talk about something else.
All right,
okay,
let's talk about something that you brought up yesterday because I found it to be interesting. You said that your father lived his glory days when he was drinking brandy with his coffee. And so that's why you have now transitioned to whiskey in your coffee because of the way that your dad was operating at that time in his life. Why was he in his glory days when he was drinking brandy with his coffee?
I don't think that I would call it his glory days.
Well, that's what you called it yesterday, fuckstick.
When I was a little kid, I remember him pouring brandy into his coffee. That's what I remember. Why he was doing it, why everybody's doing it, and that's all fine.
Why do you do it?
Drink it. Well, I don't put brandy in my coffee, but
okay. Well, why do you put whiskey in your coffee then?
Well, then you make a cup of coffee and you dump whiskey in it, and it tastes very good. They go great together.
Okay, well, that's probably why your dad did it then. I'm assuming you guys have DNA and shit.
It's a dandy little, you know. I've been on the air up here with Omelet on KLT and all that shit, and he could smell my coffee, and he'd say, "What is that?" And I'll say, "It's coffee." He'd say, "What else is in it?" I said, well, it's got creamer in it. What else is it? The room smells like, you know, a brewery. So I let him smell it, and he's like, damn right, it's half coffee and half whiskey. But it's still coffee. it's coffee, you know, but it's got a little whiskey in it. Sometimes a little more than coffee, yeah. But it's a way to drink whiskey early in the morning and not, you know, I would say, get up early in the morning and just start shotgunning whiskey and chasing it with a natty daddy, which is what I'm doing right now. But right. Early in the morning, what?
So I was just going to say, like, how is that affecting your overall performance? Because I know when you were here and you started drinking whiskey, it got out of control. Like,
yeah, but Gentry.
And last time you were in northern Michigan and things got ugly, you got into some trouble with some whiskey.
Yeah. Let me tell you something, Gentry. I went to fucking church. I went to church for 9 fucking straight months. And every day, sometimes 12 hours a day, I worked for a church. I had to sign a contract saying that I would not use the Lord's name in vain. If I used the Lord's name in vain in the performance of my job, I could be terminated. Okay, fine. I made sure I didn't say, God damn this or God damn that. God damn, don't do it. You'll be fired right now. So I would sneak away. Like if you were in going to Bible school or Bible study or Catholic church, catechism, whatever all that bullshit is they used to do.
You would pray for forgiveness, hopefully, for all the bad shit you've done in your life. Is that what you did?
No. I would sneak away and have a beer and come back there and just not tell them. You know, it's almost like you don't come back there and tell them, Father, forgive me. I need to clock in and hand out toilet paper and mop the fucking floors and stuff and get all my money you're paying me. And I think I might have said goddamn while I was back there drinking beer, freezing my fucking ass off trying to do a goddamn radio show. And don't say goddamn radio show because now I just did it. I get fired twice in one shot. Anyway, so.
So what would you pray about? Well, you know, you went to church all those 9 months. You know you've done a lot of bad things in your life. What do you need the good Lord to forgive you for? Now's the time to do it. I mean, if he didn't do it in all that time
at
church.
I've already done it. Listen, Gentry, I done made a deal with the good Lord. Because I know Romans 10:13. When they talk about all the different Bible passages at working with these people, they have all these different group meetings all the time and shit. Great, great, great. I know Romans 10:13. For he whosoever calls upon the Lord shall be saved. And what that means is, one time I was going to be in a car ride back in the 70s driving Jimmy Dave Nelson's truck, and I fucking was going to crash into a car on the highway, and all I said was, oh my God. And I hit the brakes, and that truck locked up, and that truck went straight sideways doing 70 miles an hour, did a straight 90, and missed that car on the freeway. And ever since then, I realized that Romans 10:13, for he whosoever calls upon the Lord shall be. And they don't mean just say, God, I love you, or God this, or I love God. You know, one of them ones is getting ready to go to the electric chair. He decides to find Jesus. I don't think that counts. I saw a crash in front of me where I was getting ready to go through the windshield and fly down the highway probably 200 or 300 feet and just be dead. And all I could say was, oh, my God. And I didn't even put on the brake pedal. But I realized at the last second I might as well at least try to put on the brake pedal and put the momentum of that truck going down on the bow so that way I don't just go through the hood, out the roof. And I hit the brake at the last second. The truck shot straight sideways. And I took it to the shop the next morning. The caliper was welded shut. The one caliper, the guy said, this caliper ain't worked in years. I said, bullshit.
You think that was God himself that did that?
What?
Was it God himself? Did he damn you since you used his name in vain?
No, I didn't use his name in vain, you dumbass. I said, oh my God. I did Romans 10:13. When I was in a car wreck with Buck a couple years ago, I did the same thing. When you know that your life is in peril, oh my God. That's Romans 10:13. Look it up in your Bible bullshit.
So you're supposed to say that then. When you're facing death, you say, oh my God, that's what you're supposed to do?
And you look up Romans 10:13, it will tell you what that's all about. When you are facing
Why don't you tell me what it's all about? You tell me.
Okay, well, when Jesus was up there on the cross and he said, much of what he called him, what is he called, God in Hebrew? Not Elijah, not Aaliyah. He's got a name for him. It's not Allah. Goddamn, that's him. Goddamn.
That's the Muslims. That's the Muslims.
Right, Muslims. Right. Jesus. I'll think of it later.
Skip that part. Keep moving.
He said, "Why have you forsaken me?" Because supposedly God could not take him dealing with all that pain. So that's why God looked away. And he died only 3 hours on the cross when other people who were there took 3 weeks to a month to die. They were miserable for a lot longer. Jesus only lived 3 hours on the cross. And he said to God, God damn, I can't think of the name. He said, not Elijah. Don't do Allah, you dumb fuck. It's a name like that, though. Why have you forsaken me? Well, this is where, for he who calls upon the Lord shall be saved. Because that's when God said, okay, that's it. You're out. 3 hours, he's out. Done. So you got to learn a little bit about the Bible. We're not doing that, Gentry. Don't play all your silly church music. All
right, my God, why have you forsaken me?
Yes, that's right. But he says, but I can't remember what the name was. It's Elu or Elah.
Elijah?
Something. It's not Elijah. It's a name like that, though. There's a name. You can ask your fucking smart phone.
Eli? Saying Eli. Eli. Eli.
No. It's Eloy. Eloy. E-L-O-Y. Eloy.
Eloy.
Why have you forsaken me? That's when Jesus started feeling the pain of the whip marks in his back and the spikes in his hands and his feet. Now he starts feeling the pain. And then Eloy said, okay, I'm not going to forsake you anymore. You're coming with me. And he was out after only 3 hours instead of 3 weeks.
All right, well, let's move on to the other thing that we want to talk about. Where are those young children you were hanging out with around there yesterday?
They took them to a big campfire, big weekend getaway last night, and the kids wanted me to go to that. But it's a big fireworks festival. It's called the Venetian Fest up here. So
that's like Italian, right? Venetian.
Yes, and but these are Polish people up here. But the Polish people will any excuse for a party. They got festivals up here, Gentry. Every single day, there's a festival somewhere in the summertime. There's none in the winter, but in the summertime, festival every day. Yeah, Chop Festival, Cherry Festival, Venetian Festival, Cadillac Festival, goddamn Roger City Festival. Everybody's got a festival going on. So right now, yes, they are at a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday festival at Log Lake. Big fireworks show, and they're camping and fishing and all that kind of stuff. And I could have gone with them. They wanted me to go with them, but I don't have a fishing license, and I don't need that kind of shit. That's $200 fine, and I ain't got a phone signal out there, too, so I wouldn't be able to do the show if I would have went. So they're there, and I'm here, and it is what it is.
Well, I found it disturbing yesterday when you guys were talking about a shotgun 330 or what. What was that kid?
240, yeah. Shotgun 240.
What the fuck is a shotgun 240?
Oh, my God. And that kid threatened to do one on me, and he threatened to do one on his grandpa, too. It's a new thing. I don't know if it's on
TikTok.
It's
a new thing?
Yes. I never heard of it. Have you heard of it?
I never heard of it until I talked to you yesterday. I was. It disturbed me.
I got to believe it's a new thing. I've never heard of it, but I saw it. I saw him do it.
You watched him do it.
Yeah, to his brother.
This seems like slight pedophilia. You know, you're watching young children finger bang themselves.
Hey! I'm in my van. They're swinging on the swing of pull up bar, chin up bar, all that stuff that we make for them because they're really tough and they like doing pull ups and chin ups. And the one kid was on the chin-up bar, and the other one ran up to him.
And gave him a shotgun, what is it?
240.
A shotgun 240. That's what the kid told me. No shit, I'm on the phone with Mr. Wendy yesterday. He puts this kid on the line, and the kid says, you want to know what a shotgun 240 is? Yeah. I'm like, go ahead and tell me. And then what is it?
Did he tell you?
Well, he did tell me. I was disturbed by it, and I figured I told him that he ought to go home and tell his mom that shit.
No. Well, listen, worse than that.
So she can beat his little ass.
He told me that he was thinking about giving one to his grandpa, Tucker Paul. To Tucker Paul.
Oh, shit, man. He's got to watch that kid.
I said, listen, you will be killed. You will be killed.
All right, tell the audience what a shotgun 240 is and why 240?
Okay, well, you'll have to help me on why 240. Okay. But I know that his brother was up on the ladder about head high, and he ran up behind him, and he took two or three fingers, and he jammed them up his brother's behind, like worse than a colonoscopy.
Oh, I mean, hell all the way. No.
All the way. I mean, all the way. His brother jumped down and said, he's gay. And I was like, what is that all about? He said, that's a shotgun 240. A shotgun 240 is when you shove your fingers up somebody's ass, man. And that's a kid deal now. You just,
I have yet to hear a kid say that to me until yesterday.
Wait a minute, Gentry. You remember when you were a kid, the school bully in the locker room would come give you a wedgie, grab your underwear, and yank your pants up into your ass?
Yeah, that's good fun. You know, a wedgie, not sticking your finger up somebody's ass. Guess what?
The good fun ain't yanking your underwear up in your ass no more. It's jamming three fingers up your ass.
Oh, my God. That's fucking disgusting.
Well, that's what the kids do nowadays, man. It's called a shotgun 240. You come up here for a visit, I swear to God, I will tell that kid, you know what? Gentry's all enamored with shotgun 240s. Go ahead and run over there and give him one of them.
Fuck you, man!
Yeah, right, Gentry.
I'm not into no shotgun 240s. I was concerned, especially with everything you've been through. You know, you don't need to be around any of that trouble.
And that's what I try to tell him. That's what I try to tell him. You guys are making me worried all the time. I saw their dad. Their dad came here yesterday, and I walked up to him. I said, "Are you responsible for this right here?" And he said, "Yep." Well, then we started having a talk about all the shit that them kids do, and so that's why he took them in the boat to the lake. They're gonna go for a trip to the lake. Yeah, take a break. Get away from there.
Yeah, man, don't need no trouble. Yeah.
You guys are getting out of hand a little bit out of hand. So anyway, okay, so what else? So
what else you got on your show? We're down to about 10 minutes here. So, you know, you got your last hot topic here. What, I don't know what you want to talk about, but this has been a real snooze fest, I must say, this show.
Well, because what is there to talk about around here? That's, you know, I got a lot of shit going on. I got tomatoes, I got squash, I got okra. I just found out.
What about calling this lady from Hawaii? You want to try to call her?
Oh, yes, call her. We got to call her right now.
Isn't it like 2 a.m. in Hawaii right now?
No, it's 4 or 5 hours behind us. So, you know, they ain't got the sun yet. So, California is 4 hours.
California is three.
Okay, then Hawaii's about three more.
Right now it's 9:51 a.m., so she ought to be
awake. She should be awake. Let's try calling her.
Okay, what's her number? I'll cut this part out.
Hang on. Let it go to the voicemail so I can tell her we're on my goddamn show. All right. Riveting show.
8, but, 0, 8,
yeah, get rid of 6, it.
4, yeah, get 7. Rid of
it. Let it go for a minute.
All right, go ahead.
All right, Edie, it's Charlie calling you from my fucking radio show. I was hoping you would answer. I'll be out that way, and I'll start recording my show from Lihu, Hawaii, probably in about a month. But for now, I'm still stuck and stranded in northern Michigan. But I'll be out that way. We'll be surfing and spearing great white sharks and catching ahi tuna. Okay. Talk to you later, Edie. You'll hear me talking to you on my show. Gentry will send you a link to my show. You'll hear me calling you on your phone on my show. Okay, bye. Okay. Okay, good, Gentry. Get rid of her.
I hung up on her.
Yeah, that's okay. All you got to do. Bye.
All right, well, that's the end of the show, man. You got nothing left, so I guess we'll have to do a show next week. It's already been an hour almost. It's an hour, hour of show.
Do you know my other plan, if I don't go to Hawaii, is to come down there and kill them giant fucking snakes in the Everglades?
That would be a good gig for you. I think they pay you for those.
It's $100 a foot. $100 a foot. But you got to not be afraid of snakes, man. You get entangled up with one of them 20-footers, they can kill you.
Or mosquitoes could be dangerous out there.
No, I got a new mosquito spray. I got Cutter 11 eucalyptus. It's way better than fucking all the ones with Dika. I got one that'll do that. But I got a couple of irons in the fire. I can go to Hawaii. I'm not going to Alaska. I was going to go to Alaska before, but they got fucking grizzly bears up there that are coming into town and eating people.
How's that van run? Are you able to get that sucker on the interstate?
Fuck, we jumped from North Carolina here, man. This van is badass, Judge. It's got a good old-fashioned 350, one of the last 350s ever built. 2002, they quit building them, but 2000.
All right, last thoughts here on the show as we wrap up. Anything to say?
Smoke pot. Drink beer and drink whiskey, and I believe you will live for a very long time. And that's what I plan on doing. That's a true story. I'm doing it.
And when can your fans expect another show? Are you going to be consistent this time, or will they not hear from you for a few months?
No. We're not doing that sideshow, Nate, and all them saying that somebody died, and now I'm back. That's all bullshit. I'm only back now because I never did get my boat all set up. You know what happened down there. The goddamn hurricane fucked everything up. The docks are all fucked up. The shrimp boats are still up on shore. Fort Myers Marina is still not open. Scotty's Marina in North Fort Myers is still not open. Cape Coral Marina is not in the yacht club. They're still not open. So I have nowhere to take my boat. Okay. So hey, how about this, Gentry? Why don't you, since you got Amazon, why don't you send me that fucking equipment right there? Maybe I'll just pay you back. You know, it's only like $100-something.
You want me to send you some equipment?
That thing where I don't got to talk on the goddamn phone.
Text me your address so I can send you the equipment.
Okay, I'm going to do that right now.
All right, say goodbye to the audience and listen to this song here. This is one my band made right here. We're kicking ass.
Let me hear it. This is Paul.
You like that?
Well, I'm having a hard time hearing it.
It's over the phone, you know. It's hard to hear over the phone.
Oh, no, I hear drums.
That's me on the drums there.
Really?
That's Sanderson on guitar.
Where's
Paul? Paul on bass.
Really? God damn, well, send it to me where I can hear it better.
All right, I'll send it to you where you can hear it better. If you want to hear Mr. Wendy's show, try to get it to you next week. I'm going to send you some equipment and stay out of trouble up there, man.
Something where I don't have to. I'm out of trouble. Something where I don't got to hold this phone up to my ear and talk like I'm on the phone with somebody's fucking mother-in-law, man. It's hard to do. I did it in North Carolina in the rain, in the cold. That sucks. I did it here. The last time I was on a mic was in your house, and that was a year or two ago.
You got to come see the new studio we got down here. It's quite the place.
I told you, I'm flipping a coin. It'll either be Florida or Hawaii. The coin's probably going to land right on the edge. If it does, it'll be Hawaii.
Well, you only get 5 days at the G-Money Resort, because then you got to get your ass out of here. I can't have you like Trucker Paul staying out here playing with your balls in front of my daughter.
No, listen, hold on here. I would not even, if I couldn't come down there and stay at my favorite motel down there, because I don't want to stay at your fucking house.
You could stay a night or two here, but not you're not just going to fucking live over here.
Yeah, but nobody, who the fuck said they wanted to do that? I wouldn't come there. I'm not going to Hawaii to live there either. I'm going out there for a quick little visit, take a look around, see if I can find something I like, and I'll buy it, or I'll rent it, or I'll get a job on this boat or that boat.
$7,000's only going to last so long, man. You're going to be out of fucking money, man. You'll be out of fuck. Let's go ahead and put a bet on it. I'll bet you won't have any of this money. Christmas is going to come. It's going to be
bad.
fucking nothing for Christmas.
It's bad in Hawaii. She said nobody out there wants to work.
Yeah, and you'll be just another one of those motherfuckers out there that don't want to work.
Your ass is sucking your ass.
Fuck off. I got to go, man. I'm the one controlling the show, too.
Cape Coral canal water, and you know it. I'm going to Wyoming and catch me a big tuna. Fucking be happy already. Fucking, are you there? Stupid bastard. Fuck you.